Fahad Abubakar Longman. I represent Sokoto State. I was posted to House of Representatives Committee on Public Procurement. Okay, I think no matter how the challenges, no matter how difficult it is, there is that room or there is that pushing that needs to be done by the young people. The young people in Nigeria, let me say to some extent, are being marginalized. They are not given the opportunity. But just recently, the Vice President has spoken that the young people shouldn't just sit down and wait for the positions to reach them. Rather, they should stand up and they should fight for those positions. So I suggest that the young people should stand up, should fight, should engage in political activities right from their wards, from their states up to the national level. Or they should also work with their party activities. I've been following activities, or let me say civil society's activities, including the PLAC, the Yaga Africa, other ones. Most of them are doing good in the areas they are contributing on the democracy, on the health, on the education, and other things. But I must commend what they are doing, even though there are some other people looking at them with other perspective, but still there are things they are doing which must be commended and should be commended.
My name is Adewale Sokoya. I am representing Ogun State at this internship, and I am posted to the House Committee on Niger Delta Development Commission. Young people need to take advantage of their numbers. We are actually the one who has the highest number when it comes to the voting capacity or power. We need to speak in one voice. We need to come out in our mass at this coming 2023 election to let the system know that we are here and we can make things happen. We need to continue to try. By the time we'll come out, come 2023, using our numbers, yes, there will be some kind of division from some quarters and all of that, and some people trying to manipulate even the numbers. But all I'm going to say is that even by we leveraging on our numbers, we also need to persist at what we believe in. If we believe that we are the one who owns the future is now, and we need to take advantage of it now. And we need to continue to try until the vision and the future becomes a reality. Civil society groups has been doing a lot. The advantage we have today of this internship is also an offshoot of civil society group. They're actually doing a lot, and I really commend their effort and their contribution. And also, in the 2019 general election, there was a lot of improvement in the electoral process because of the civil society groups. They came together with the help of the Situation Room, and we had a lot of improvement than what we have been having before in Nigerian election. So I believe that come 2023, I believe that they are still going to use their advantage of their number, their strength, their voice, to still be able to effect good governance in Nigeria through the electoral process.
My name is Amina Abdelaziz. I'm from Kebbi State and I'm posted to a committee on anti-corruption. For example, what we are doing here by participating in activities such as internship, when they find the opportunity, they can apply. And even in their community, they can also do civil engagement. They can be active citizens. They can join their hands and working with other people that have been there. That is an opportunity for them to learn the rope. And when the time comes for them to take up the mantle of leadership, they will be able to do it very well. Well, I can say I know bits. I started my career in the civil society when I graduated from the university. So, yeah, and I've seen the contribution of civil society a whole lot. Even though I graduated as a student of political science, most of the things I got to know about politics is through the engagement, my interaction with the civil society organization. So yeah, I think the civil society, they are really doing a lot in bringing young people on board and educating them on what they need to know.
My name is Michael Baba Folarin Ayeni from Ekiti State. I was posted to the Senate Committee, Foreign Affairs at National Assembly. Amid the hindrances, well, I think they can get more involved in the sense of being more aware of how the government is run, how the legislature is run, before making conclusions. So they can partake in sensitization, they can partake in positive awareness, implementation of youth in governance, but also playing their own role, but doing it differently, not doing it on the pre-existing ground. Civil societies, they play a role, a lot, but I feel more could be done because there's need for more, because there are a lot of youths that don't know what people know from this current internship or their experience at the moment. So I would say there's more civil societies that could join to do, but PLAC as a body is doing extremely wonderful. I mean, it's very good for 40 people every year to have this. I mean, if the number could be increased, if other organizations could do something like this, I think there'll be massive change around in different sectors of the country.
My name is Ajika Precious Olu Adamlola from Ondo State. I was posted to the House Committee on Appropriations. I think young people should learn to start small. If most people that occupy positions today, they started from somewhere and they started small. So I think young people should learn to join the ladder, though they might not find it the advice not palatable, but they should learn to join the ladder and grow from there. So basically joining the ladder, that is like joining a political party from their ward. And even if they don't have money to fund their activities, they can volunteer their skills and talents all their time at the activities of the political party. That way the leaders in the party at the grassroots level will notice them. And remember that even the president of Nigeria belongs to a ward, it belongs to a grassroots. So definitely young people can be noticed from the grassroots. So prior to 2021, I didn't know much about civil society. But from 2021, I've made friends with many people in the civil space. I can really commend their efforts in Nigeria. Most recently, I commend their efforts when they staged a protest against the appointment of someone that is politically exposed, like a member of a party, to join the electoral umpire. I must commend their effort at that.
I am Umaru Ziliano Bilia from Taraba State. I was posted to Committee on Disability Affairs at the House of Reps. Truly, young people have power in every aspect of government. One of the most important things that they can do is to fully participate in election process by getting their PVC and fully involved in political party activities. If young people do those things, I am very confident that their voices will be heard by governance and they'll be fully involved in government processes. I know about CSOs and they contribute a lot in Nigeria and they help the country a lot. One of the most important roles they play in gathering young persons together to train them, teach them the importance of being themselves, to have confidence in themselves, believing that the country is theirs. Those are the roles that CSOs play in the country.
My name is Goodness Oluchi Obijuru, and I am from Imo State. I was posted to Senate Committee on Establishment and Public Service. Young people can continue to speak out. If they decide to keep quiet and say if because of what is going on in the country they refuse to talk, then it will be worse than when they were actually speaking out. Young people should also engage themselves in political activities, get engaged in a political party. If it is too far-fetched, they can get engaged as assistants and doing one or two things. Youth should not stop talking. The more we talk, one day is one day. Our voices must be heard, and the change that we desire, we must get it. We cannot stop now. Most of my work since youth service has really been with NGOs and civil societies, and I have been opportunity to work at the community level with them, and I feel they are doing a lot. Civil societies cannot be separated when we're talking of national development. They are the ones who, from the grassroots, are pushing for change. They are the ones who are making the voices of people to be heard in areas where their voices may not just necessarily be heard. We know that the grassroots is where all the power is at. We know the grassroots is where all the action is taking place. And they have taken their time to go down this way and then make sure that they involve everybody. So the CSOs are doing a very big job in ensuring that we have the nation that we desire.
My name is Bushra Temitope Balogun. For this internship, I was posted to the House Committee on Science and Technology, and I'm from Lagos State. But I think it's time young people know that they have the power, they have the number. And talking about democracy where everything is hinged on the power of your number, we need to understand that we have a role to play. And for us to do this, we need to get involved. We need to come on board. We need to arm ourselves with that knowledge to be able to contribute effectively and efficiently to issues. We also need to be part of the process. What I mean part of being part of the process is get your PVCs and ensure you vote. Because these are ways you can get involved in governance. These are ways issues that concerns youth have been discussed, and you have to be part of the decision-making process to ensure that you contribute richly to affairs of governance. Personally, I've been working around the NGO and civil society organization spaces for a while, and I know for a fact that they do so much in terms of holding the government accountable. They do so much in terms of advocacy. And now we're talking about sustainable development goals and how we're able to achieve these goals by 2030. Civil societies have been doing so much to ensure that these goals are being met and to ensure that we're seeing visible impact of policies that are being passed. Not just to pass, but passing the policies are not enough. It's just to ensure that the implementation is being seen and they are yielding results. So I would like to commend CSO and NGOs for all they're doing, because without them really, without them holding it down for us and without them standing in, probably there's not so much citizens will achieve, because they serve like the intermediary between the people and the government and to ensure that, yes, we enjoy the dividend of democracy.
My name is Donat Uzozemoya Ihaneluho from Edo State, and I was posted to the Senate Committee on the Independent National Electoral Commission's INEC. Well, there are so many things that the youth can do. First, they need to be politically charged. By being politically charged, they should and must be registered as voters and should vote during elections. Statistics have shown over time that the youth constitutes over 60% of the Nigeria's entire population. That is huge, and that means that if the youths are ready, they can decide the fate of Nigeria anytime, any day. Then again, I think the youth should adequately leverage on the civic space, because there are no much changes you can make within a democracy without advocacies. So I employ the youth to deploy the civil space that will be created by platforms like PLAC, YAGA, Center for Democracy and Development, and the likes. Capitalize on these platforms. Advanced reforms and institutional rigid, and make changes to your society. To my best experience, I think the civil society are the reasons why we are still a democracy today. I think the civil society are doing so much for Nigeria's democracy. For example, you are aware of the Not Too Young to Run movement. It was propagated by some youths, and in 2018, it successfully had a legislation enacted that reduced the age from principal officers of the Nigerians' elective offices. I think that is a step in the right direction, and I think there are other more things that civil societies are doing. Take for example, I'm an intern representing the good people of Edo State for the current cohort 2021 legislative internship. This is a platform that has been created through civil societies, and it helps to engender democracy, political awareness among the youth, promoting inclusiveness and good governance, and the likes. So the civil society obviously are doing so much to help to consolidate Nigeria's democracy and make it more deepened.